You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily 10-minute On The Money news and markets update for this Thursday, the 8th of August. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Well, it was a big day in the corporate world. Aviation giant Qantas shedding nearly 2.2% following the release of a scathing external review into its governance. That postscript to Alan Joyce's 15-year reign at the company, finding that mistakes made by the board and management directly contributed to the group's significant reputational and customer service issues post-COVID. That resulted in a cut to Alan Joyce's final paycheck at the company of around $9.26 million. But he'll still take home a comfortable $14.9 million. Reporting season also moved into full swing today. Among the big names at the forefront, toll roads operator Transurban, Financials Group AMP, and property giant Mirvac, a mixed set of results across them. Transurban benefiting from increased Australian traffic congestion, AMP a lift in market conditions and disciplined cost control, while Mirvac suffered in response to higher interest rates and corporate office demand. The results contributing to a 0.2% fall in the Australian share market, which is still feeling the impacts of this week's downswing. The index now over 5.3% lower since last Friday. More on that, I spoke with Elizabeth Tian. She's a director of equity derivatives at Citi.
Yes, you say it's, you know, it almost feels like a lot of investors are still quite nervous after, you know, the record volatility we saw late last week, Monday, really outside of some of the companies reporting and some of the big moves there. Investors still really watching what's happening offshore and really keeping an eye if there are any big moves offshore. We're getting some fairly, you know, no big, huge, sizable moves. US futures, slightly positive. Eyes, obviously, on the Nikkei, that's slightly trading in negative territory. So our market's kind of flattish. You know, it's really a focus on some of the more of the corporate news. Sector-wise, some of the bank stocks are trading in the green. We obviously saw a big sell-off on Monday, so a little bit of, you know, people buying back into that sector. And one of the weaker sectors in our market today are some of the mining stocks. Iron ore was softer, and that's really feeding through in some of our big mining stocks.
Now, you mentioned reporting there, and reporting season is obviously in full swing now. We've had some big companies reporting today, Mirvac among them, AMP, Transurban as well. What were your key takeaways from that?
Yeah, so big moves we saw in Mirvac, Goodman's, you know, the REITs, the property sector, obviously impacted by, you know, the high interest rate costs. And that some of that obviously came out of the Mirvac results. The higher, you know, the REITs, the property businesses that are more exposed and more leveraged, more exposed to offices, that's going to be impacted. Mirvac share price was noticeably down. One of the brighter spots, though, was AMP. Saw its share price up around 10% at some point in time, at a point in time. During trading, at the AMP share price, obviously, for its shareholders, that's really been struggling the last couple of years. Good results today. They're really getting on top of their costs. You saw better costs, inflation coming through in their platforms business, even in their banking business, in their superannuation investment business. So that's flown through. And that was a good result for AMP. Elsewhere, you know, some of the, as I mentioned, some of the miners are trading lower today.
Now, another company that's flagging some serious markdowns is Myer, the department store. What does this say about retail as a whole at the moment?
Look, there are really no surprises, Raina, with, you know, Myer obviously reported its, you know, sales were down 3% to around 3.5 billion plus. You know, some of their brands like Marks, that was, you know, that hasn't been doing so well. You know, the discretionary sector, especially apparel, that's, you know, one of the sectors that's weaker in the retail sector. And that's not surprising, you know, with higher interest rates, people really cutting back on their discretionary spending. Myer has flagged that its net profit is likely to be in the region of between 50 to 55 million. And if you compare that to 12 months ago, when it was at around 71 million. So hopefully for the whole retail sector, discretionary, that is going to possibly, you know, you've got to look for, you know, commentary from these companies on, you know, the cost inflation And one key aspect, I suppose, a bit of a silver lining that could come through is some of the tax cuts that come through, that came through 1st of July, that might give a little bit more of that spending power back to consumers.
Finally, we spoke a little bit about the volatility lately. Where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
That's a very hard question, really. After the huge volatility that we saw, the question really for investors is it a buying opportunity to buy and dip, or is there more to come? And you really think with the huge volatility we saw that there probably is, it suggests that it's usually not over that quickly. So the focus really is on macro. We saw it was really macro events that drove that volatility, recession talk in the US, obviously what's happening with central banks, the Japanese Bank of Japan lifting rates while you had the Fed cutting rates. So we think that the US is going to be in a recession if it's not already. We expect, we've already lifted our rate cuts from the US to 50 basis points in September, another 50 in November, and 25 later, so 1.25% worth of rate cuts. These are the things that investors really need to look out on. And also today we had Michelle Bullock again at the Rotary speech, again talking quite hawkishly, talking once again that rate hikes are not out of the equation as yet.
That was Elizabeth Tian, Director of Equity Derivatives at Citi.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.